Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 342 for Thursday, April 9th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker Thursday, as a softer tone in the Chicago soy complex put spillover pressure on values. Canola was 40 cents to $3 lower, the May contract down 40 cents at $453 per ton. The USDA's monthly supply-demand report was released earlier today, and the U.S. grains and oilseeds were all lower, despite any real surprises in the numbers. Bearish technical signals contributed to the softer tone in canola, but prices managed to hold above nearby support. The need to keep some weather premiums in the futures ahead of spring seeding also provided support. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar underpinned the futures, as well as the softer currency makes exports more attractive to international buyers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were lower in the aftermath of the USDA report. Soybeans were down 10 to 17 cents, the May contract down 17 at $9.55 per bushel. The losses in beans came despite relatively neutral headline numbers from the USDA report. The government agency lowered its U.S. ending stocks forecast for soybeans to 370 million bushels. That was down by 15 million from last month, but still in line with trade guesses. The soybean stocks would also still be the largest in 8 years. The world soybean carryout was revised slightly higher to 89.6 million tons, and that was still right in the middle of trade guesses. For corn, the USDA raised both its U.S. and world stocks forecasts, and prices were down 1 to 2 cents. The May contract down 1 cent at $3.78 per bushel. The larger corn stocks would be the biggest in 9 years, but were still not as big as some industry participants had anticipated, and that did help temper the declines. For wheat, prices were down 3 to 9 cents, the May contract in Chicago down 7 at $5.19 per bushel. U.S. wheat stocks at the close of the current crop year were forecast at 684 million bushels. That was slightly below expectations. World supplies at 197.2 million tons were also a bit tighter than anticipated, but both numbers were still large overall and wheat drifted lower. Improving U.S. weather conditions for winter wheat also weighed on prices, although good weekly export sales numbers did provide some support. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, April 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.